terrible, but I don't know if it's terrible because this happened to this person locally or this person is acting like it's the end of the world. Some guy who lives up in Nuevo, north of where I live. This is this is one of those, like I've described to you many times. You've got Grand Rapids and then some smaller communities surrounding it. And then hillbillies everywhere. Nuevo is one of those areas. This guy orders a pizza. And there's something that it shouldn't be in the pizza. Upon investigating, the people who made the pizza figured out what the problem was. And this guy is acting like someone just murdered his family. Audio, check. Video, check. Let's go.
A man is sharing his story after he says he bit into a sharp piece of metal while eating a slice of pizza. He says the incident happened Monday, and it was at the pizza came from the Little Caesars in Nuevo. Target 8 investigator Susan Samples talked to the disappointed customer. Susan, what did he have to say?
Very disappointed, although thankful that the sharp blade.
How can you say I'm disappointed? Disappointed is what you say when, like, you were expecting a job promotion and you didn't get it. I'm disappointed, you know. Whatever. You think you were going to have something great happen. I don't know. That's a perfect example. The whole job thing. I got the blues. I'm disappointed. I didn't get it. My team lost. I'm disappointed. If I bite into a piece of pizza and there's metal into it, I'm not disappointed. I'm confused. I'm elated because if I bite into a piece of pizza and there's metal in it, I know there's a chance that if things go my way, I'm going to get some money, possibly. So I'm excited. And then I have to harness that excitement because I have to act like I'm outraged. I have to act like I have PTSD for the rest of my life. That's what I need. That's what you need to do if you bite into a pizza and you have a little bit of metal in there.
Blade did not cut him, his wife, or his three young.
Back that up.
Very disappointed, although thankful that the sharp blade did not cut him, his wife, or his three young kids. Dylan Price wants to get the word out to warn other customers. He posted what he says happened on his Facebook page with a picture of the piece of metal. Check it out. It's about an inch by a half.
When I first saw this, I was like, is that a piece of a chainsaw chain? What the?
Inch in size, small but sharp.
It'll make sense in a second because they do solve the mystery.
Ordered a pizza for his family from the Little Caesars on South Adams in Nuevo Monday. Price was eating the last piece, he says. He was almost to the crust when it happened.
I bit and it was hard, which I thought maybe it was like some sort of burnt topping or something. And I was like, that ain't right. So I kind of worked it around, pulled it out, and I couldn't tell what it was. I kind of wiped it all off and saw it was a razor blade.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes, they walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com, for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores. starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's pausing. It's making me frustrated. Mm-hmm. That's killing me. Mm-hmm. All right, hang on a second here. I think the internet just broke. It's making me very... See, now I'm disappointed. This is what disappointment is. Now I have to start it over after the stupid ad, please. Here they're encouraging you to go check out Holland, Michigan. It's beautiful. Great. See a bunch of white people and some windmills. Awesome. Okay, cool. Now I hit that button, and I got to find where I was.
I bit, and it was hard, which I thought maybe it was like some sort of burnt topping or something.
Now, if it does it again, I'm going to throw something. That's beyond disappointment. That'll be rage.
And I was like, ah, that ain't right. So I kind of worked it around, pulled it out, and I couldn't tell what it was. I kind of wiped it all off and saw it was a razor blade of some sort. And I was like, yeah, that's not okay.
Price says he called the store and the manager said they had new kids working there. He says she offered him a refund and a $50 gift certificate and asked him to take down the Facebook post, which he declined to do. He says the manager called him back later to explain what happened.
Next day, she calls me again and was like, oh, well, we found the source of it. We used like a little chopper thing to cut up our own green peppers, and one of the teeth definitely came off that. So we threw that away, but it won't ever happen again.
Okay, so what he just said is, I believe, what happened. The chopper became compromised, and that is what happened. And this guy's acting like, I'm not sure how to explain how he's acting, but he seems to be like, yeah, right.
And I'm like, well, it shouldn't have happened the first time, but I still don't understand, no matter where it came from, how do you not see this when you're making a pizza? And
then, well, because if you have in the container that all the green pepper's in, okay? So you've got 5,000 pieces of green pepper, about the same size as that piece of metal, and they grab, with the gloves on, the green pepper to put on the pizza. It's very possible that you could absolutely do that. And then cheese and shit, it all gets blended together. It's entirely possible. This guy can't understand how... He's like, I can't get how this could possibly happen.
And she offered me some free pizza from the store and a refund, which I'm like, I'm not eating pizza there. Like, I'm good. And which sucks, because I love pizza.
What a fucking idiot this is. Come on.
Yeah, he says he just doesn't really want to eat any pizza now. Price.
Oh, God. You see, that's the basis for his lawsuit. Your Honor, I'm pizza compromised now because of this terrible thing that happened to me, because I'm such a weak pizza pussy.
I wanted to warn other customers, no matter where you are eating, know that such things can occur.
Oh, thank you, citizen. Oh, you're so noble.
Talked to the store manager today, then the store owner, who said that everything had to go through corporate in Detroit. I had already contacted them yesterday about this. I have not seen a response. Back to you.
You see, I would love to be in charge of Little Caesar's Pizza. I would say, well, the local manager seemed to have covered it. I mean, what more can you say? They said the equipment was damaged. It wound up on the pizza. The guy caught it. He's not hurt. He's fine. No one was injured. This is a non-story. I would go and buy extra pizza from there because of it. This is the place that you want to go to. Now, because they know that they're already on the hot seat, so they're going to be extra careful that they don't serve you a pizza with a top with razor blades. So I would say go out of your way to eat there. Come on now. That's ridiculous. They're making a huge deal out of this. Kyler says, Garden of Pizza Companies, how dare you? Pain and suffering for the loss of pizza. Pizza PTSD, yes. Chris says he's acting like there's some grand conspiracy. Oh, my God. Yeah, people are way overreacting to this. He is way overreacting to this. This is so dumb. Stevens says, I found a chunk of glass in some rice at Brands once. They didn't do anything. Ryan says, this is what happens when you get a hot and sweaty in Nuevo. What was he expecting?